For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith from the Drug War Chronicle with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to San Francisco, where we have the story of a cop as much sleazy as corrupt. San Francisco police officer Michael Turkington, age 35, was arrested December 22nd on drug, sex, and false imprisonment charges for forcing himself on an 18-year-old woman while he was on duty. Prosecutors say Turkington befriended a San Francisco State University student, forced her to perform oral sex on him in his patrol car, then gave her marijuana in an apparent attempt to placate her. Turkington faces charges of false imprisonment, oral copulation, distribution of marijuana, and committing those crimes while on duty. It's something of a pattern for Turkington. Last week, he went on trial on charges of taking three 16- and 17-year-old girls to Sunset Park last year and plying them with a bottle of vodka, although no sexual misconduct is alleged in that case. In yet another incident that is pending trial, he gave the same girls confiscated fireworks and more vodka. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Afghanistan's annual heroin production has increased from less than 20 to over 500 tons, and cultivation has expanded from 6 to all 32 Afghan provinces. Britain's The Guardian cynically calls Poppygate the, quote, most successful agricultural program of all time, end quote, and warns that combating heroin use by heavy-handed eradication tactics is like combating traffic by bombing oil wells. The Washington Post reports that U.S. aid for Afghan reconstruction is set to be nearly cut in half in 2006. The current issue of Newsweek features an article entitled A Harvest of Treachery, which implicates both the Afghan drug czar and the Afghan president's brother in narco-trafficking. Beverly Henry, serving a 15-year sentence for selling $20 worth of heroin in California, describes in the Baltimore Sun her work on a prison assembly line sewing American flags. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
So what's that you're holding?
The Controlled Substances Act.
Controlled Substances Act? Brilliant! What'd you do with it?
Well, I found a way to incarcerate 1.6 million Americans every year.
Can you arrest them in their own homes, wherever they are?
Yes!
Arrest people wherever they are? Brilliant! What else are you working on?
Claiming that marijuana is more dangerous than crack.
More dangerous than crack? Brilliant!
Brilliant!
Prohibition, the drug trafficker's dream. Enjoy it everywhere.
Brilliant!
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.